Good morning, church family. How about we spice up our journey through Psalm 119 and put some jive and rhythm into it this time? Don't worry, it's not going to be me. I'm going to send you to Alfred Street Baptist Church, African American church, I believe it's in the States, founded on YouTube, and they got the mood of Psalm 119. It's called Order My Steps, and it comes from the Pei stanza where we have arrived in our exciting journey through Psalm 119. So after this, I'll try and be extra quick through this study, and then you use the extra few minutes I've left you to go online if you can and go to YouTube and look for Order My Steps. A lot of different choirs have done it. Titus's choir at Masters University had a wonderful job too, but I couldn't find it online yet. And so go to the one Order My Steps by Alfred Street Baptist Church, and you will have a new appreciation for Psalm 119 and how to pray it and sing it like you mean it. So this passage we're going to call by that name. The title is Order My Steps, and it's verse 129 to 136. And what we find here are two aspects of word-filled worship. Privately, publicly, what does it look like for us to have word-filled, scripture-saturated, devoted, heartfelt devotion and worship to our great God and author of his word, our Savior and lawgiver and creator and our Heavenly Father? First, we find affirmations in the first three verses, 129 to 131, followed by petitions. Affirmations about the Word of God, 129 to 131, and then 132 to 136, petitions to the God of the Word. Watch as we go. Verse 129. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul observes them. I love the way Matthew Henry speaks of that verse there, 129. He says, the Word of God gives us admirable discoveries of God and of Christ and of another world, admirable proofs of divine love and grace. The majesty of the style, the purity of the matter, the harmony of the parts are all wonderful. Its effects upon the consciences of men, both for conviction and comfort, are wonderful. Verse 130, the unfolding of your words gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. We saw back in verse 105, light for dark times, clarity in a confusing world, the illumination that comes only from God's Spirit through the scriptures. Verse 131, I opened my mouth wide and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Brothers and sisters, anything else you've been craving more than Christ and his word? Anything else you've been panting, longing for, aching and hungering for more than God's satisfying word? Listen again to Matthew Henry. When Christ is formed in the soul, there are gracious longings. Affirmations about the word of God, celebration, illumination, and desperation, you could say. Now, petitions to the God of the word. Verses 132 to 135. Look there, 132. Turn to me and be gracious to me after your manner with those who love your name. Matthew Henry. He asks this psalmist not for the operations of God's hand, only for the smiles of his face. And for that, he does not plead merit, but implores mercy. Be gracious, O Lord. Verse 133. Establish my footsteps. Here it is. Order my steps, as the King James puts it. Not in my way, not in the world's way, but in your word. And do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. Verse 9. Verse 11. Remember, we saw, your word have I hid in my heart. Why? So that I might not sin against you. Keep reading. Verse 134. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Relief, he cries out for here. Verse 135, make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. Can't wait till we are together again in corporate worship and I can pronounce that benediction and look you in the eye and we can all be in the same room, gathered in the sanctuary, and declare to you again in the Lord's name that Aaronic blessing. The Lord be gracious to you. Make his face shine upon you and give you his peace. Verse 136. My eyes shed streams of water. What are the things that we weep and moan and cry and grieve about most? He says, it's because they do not keep your law. Petitions to the God of the Word. I would summarize it as grace, holiness, relief, smile, and tears. That's what we pray for. I'll close with some helpful reflections here on this passage. When the psalmist calls God's word wonderful, he uses a word that means supernatural. This is no mere human book. It's why the Bible unfolds. This is back to verse 129. Its depths for those patient enough to plumb them. While the scripture is clear enough in its basic message for a child to understand, it will not yield its astonishing riches except to trusting, obedient, diligent study and sustained reflection. If this price is paid, however, the return is infinitely greater than the cost. Lord, I take time for only the most superficial Bible study, I confess. But everyone makes time for the things they feel most important. I confess that my heart has little desire to know the word. May Psalm 119 break my heart's indifference. What a fitting prayer. Let's end with a beautiful way that the poet and hymn writer puts it. Oh, how the wonders of thy law my soul to rapt obedience awe. These streams of purest knowledge yield the truth in full display revealed. With growing thirst my spirit yearned, and with an opening mind I turned to thy great precepts wise and true, and life-imparting grace I drew. But by these do souls untaught before to heights of heavenly wisdom soar. What depths and heights thy saints can know! Such grace on me, great God, bestow. Thy dictates to my soul convey, and to them all conform my way. Redeem from error's lore my mind, leaving no falsehood there behind. Lord, save me from oppression's hand. Make me obey thy wise command. Oh, may thy love upon me shine, and make those paths of knowledge mine. Amen.